Indeed. We salute you. We salute each of you because you are standing true. You are standing proud to the brotherhood of the light, to the cause of salvation. And when we speak of salvation, we mean the grace that you are willing, you are in expert timing, bringing to your holy awareness, to your holy self. Because you see, the veil has been lifted, the portals are open, and it is for you, dear ones, dear brothers and sisters of the light, to afford yourselves the opportunity to understand your power, understand your truth, and resurrect consciousness. Now, you are all doing a splendid, one moment, please. You are all performing splendidly. Yes, there we go. And it is the good marks that we wish to pass out. You see, imagine us being the brothers and sisters in the skies that are seeing your life, your affairs from the aerial view. Now, while some of you feel like you're in the trenches and not much is happening, we assure you that it is because you are gliding into higher consciousness, higher truth. Now let us explain, because at times this does not mean all of your various problems completely vanish and you become promoted overnight. Sometimes it means that things get a bit more tricky, a bit more sticky, shall we say, because what you are doing is performing miracle after miracle and uncovering your shadow self, you see, because you are making friends with this ally. As you open up to the recognition of it being an ally, in other words, nothing to be scared of, more so to incorporate these aspects of self, because as you bring your courage, which we are alluding to, each of you are demonstrating courage in a vast way at this time, because you see, you are opening up to the awareness that you have the wherewithal to withstand the messages of the energies, the attunement of your salvation. So as you embrace this, as you understand and fortify your very existence, it provides you the ammunition, it provides you the willingness to not leave the room, you see, not leave the room with the slightest tear, with the slightest rip, with the slightest breeze, and so forth, because you are adopting the wherewithal to stand proudly, to stand strongly. And whatever comes your way, you see, it does not matter if there is the tear, the crying session or not. At the end of the game, at the end of the day, you are more than willing to stand strong and say next, you see, because that is what this time period is about. As you embrace the unconscious, as you embrace the shadow self, you see, there is nothing left. In truth, this is what is being afforded to you, extended to you by the vast consciousness, by some of the mass hysteria out there. You see, they are simply projecting the aspects of self that are yet unseen. And as you have the wherewithal to embrace all of you without regret, without any ammunition towards the past, but total forgiveness, you see, you will totally jump into your new experience because, in fact, this is what is occurring. Your divine self, your eternal soul, is bleeding in quite beautifully, moment by moment, day by day, hour by hour. It is not that you are not making excellent progress, more so that you are using this advantage point, you are using this extra power, shall we say, to do a bit of the dirty work. Now, when we say dirty work, we're using these terms loosely, because in fact, you are accelerating. You are recognizing the power within to choose your might, the power within to get in touch with the all aspects of self, all aspects of consciousness. Because when you identify them all as you see, without exception, this is where you sign the golden papers and arrive. Because as you are bringing in your higher truths, you are establishing your right to your freedom. And it is you, dear ones, dear cohorts of love, that are orchestrating the power, the powerful exercises that you are bringing to the forefront. Now, as you may have gathered, all of you, without exception, are demonstrating the courage to look quite bravely at those core issues. You see, those central places that still have been left unchartered. You see, it is because of your gallant efforts, your strides, your attunements to the higher consciousness, now that you have now signaled to yourselves that yes, you are willing and ready, quite ready indeed, to start the party. And quite a party it is, because moment by moment you are realizing, you are recognizing, in fact, you do not need to run away from anything. You do not need to cry out ghosts and go into the other room. You are recognizing that you have the realization that all lies within and all is to be embraced, you see? And this is what you were doing. You were coming to a place when you were recognizing, in fact, that no one is going to come and save you. And indeed, no one shall, because in fact, you have set it up to complete your own jigsaw puzzle, if you will, to place all the pieces one by one, side by side, in total unity, in total truth. Now, let us explain how this game works, because when you decide to play the game to the very end, without exception, to not leave the room, so to speak, to become the master consciousness embodied. In fact, this is what you were doing. What you do is you wake up others. You provide a group warehouse or storehouse, if you will, to assist the others. So understand how this works, and let us afford you an example. When you come into this domain, when you come under the umbrella of the consciousness of the master, so to speak, what you are doing as a unified group, as a unified self, because you must understand, there is no true separation, and you have joined hand to hand, heart to heart, and you have gathered together the resources in this unified calling. Now, when you gather together with this desire for the master consciousness, when you assemble these gatherings, whether in this room or in this energetic group, because even if you were listening and arriving late, so to speak, you are still in this room, understand? Your higher self is still present, serving as part of the unified whole, part of the unified field. And this goes without exception. So whether it is this gathering or many others that you do when you plant your holy feet, when you read the holy treatises, when you simply lend the heart to a meditation, to a prayer, you too are part of the gathering and have extended your higher consciousness. Now, when you do so, please understand that you are imparting wisdom to others. In other words, you have decided as a group, as a whole, to ascend. Yes, you have committed yourself to this purpose. And as such, as each of you gather to bring this to the forefront, as each of you pass your holy tests or awarenesses, as each of you clear the aspects of the shadow self that have been avoided, and you embrace with love and you surrender, as you surrender to the truth, what indeed you will find is that you provide ammunition, you provide the tools of learning, of healing, to all the others that have agreed to ascend with you, without exception, understand? So this is quite important, because many of you are still playing a bit of the egoic judgment game, channeler included. In other words, you will look to your brothers and sisters, and you will get a bit envious, a bit jealous, a bit of the judgment. Now let us explain. There are some that you might perceive to be above you from a linear sense. In other words, they have more cleared energy, more abilities, more fan club, or what have you. Now, in the inverse, there are those that you would look at almost with disdain. Now, there is no judgment with this, and we kid you not, but part of examining the shadow self is to be quite honest with self, yes? And this is what we are imparting, wisdom. These are wisdom teachings. And so you will look at your brother and sister and you say, ah, poor dear, they don't have the wherewithal to be as high and mighty in consciousness as myself, you see? And there is the judgment. Now, we mean no judgment where we when we share this, but without exception, you are all still playing in this arena. Now, we bring this to your holy attention for a purpose, because how can you clear, how can you heal something that you are not identifying with, you see? This is part of the shadow work. As you keep it separate, as you judge those that would place such judgments on others, you keep yourself separate from the whole, and there is still the ego clearing, clinging. You see, the true ascension never takes place because you are still considering yourself to be separate, separate from this linear judging, oh my. But in truth, there is no separation. So, when you see others in the higher or lower, understand you are still working out of ego. Now, let us explain something. When you do see ones that appear to have more spiritual wisdom, a bit of more mastery or the skills you would like to acquire, understand that as they pass their tests, they are actually serving you, you see? Because as a collective whole, understand you are individual, temporarily so, from the sense of the individuated consciousness, yes, but you are also a part of the collective whole that has decided to ascend at this time. And so please understand there are no secrets. In other words, there are those that are reaching ascension, that are reaching higher and higher levels of mastery. And they cannot close the doors to the secrets of passing their spiritual exams, you see? Because you are not separate, dear ones of the light. Now, we ask you to search your heart for this truth, to really take these pearls of wisdom and take them with you, put them in your pockets, text the message to self or whatever you would like to do as the holy reminder, because as you reflect on this, you will understand the storehouse of information that is available at your fingertips for your perusal, for your domain, you see, because you have decided to ascend together. Now, in truth, the higher you go in the awakened self, the more liberal you will be in wanting to share all of your holy wisdom. You will be delighted because more and more so, you will understand there is no separation and what you do for another, you actually do for yourself, yes? Now, this is quite important because we, without exception, would like to encourage each of you to let go of this nonsense of the linear scale. You see, the competitive nature of appointing ones on the peg, on the pegs of life. This is the lower consciousness, and this is what we are asking you to release. We are asking you to use your divine will, your holy self, to choose to see each as equal without exception, you see? So it does not matter if you are playing the game of spiritual progression. It does not matter if you are watching the Olympic trials. It does not matter what event or grouping you are witnessing. It is time, dear ones, to start witnessing the light in all, to start claiming each as equal. Equal in recognition from the divine, you see? Equal in their ability to reach their divine status, to reach a place of balance from the divine feminine, from the divine masculine. You see, we are seeking these balanced energies for each because this is what ascension is about. Now, for those that are choosing to ascend in this lifetime, you must understand that it is a matter of priority to hold this holy awareness. Now, there is not the time or place for the judgment. When you notice yourself being out of this awareness, well, my lordy, it is an opportunity to congratulate self for noticing that you have been out of alignment with truth, you see? Because again, the ego has a way of bringing oneself down. The judgment is a very easy way that it uses to effectively serve its cause.